Hey, it's Radio Zero.
With Rick and Rose.
The week of...
July 2006. Hey, Rick.
Yes?
Can I have some of your crunch berries?
No.
Come on. Come on, be a sport.
No.
All right.
What?
That's just weird. Can I have some of your crunch berries?
No.
Why are you not letting me have some of your crunch berries?
They're mine.
In fact, didn't I buy that? Didn't I pick them out from the store?
Pick them out?
Yeah.
Like what, hand picks?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was at the store, my friend. Here, turn it down. This is a good story. I was at the... Take your hand off the fader. And give me some of your crunch berries. I was at the store, and I couldn't find the crunch berries, and I was walking back and forth, pacing back and forth in the aisle, and there was an old man in there, and like he was starting to look at me. And I was like, I finally said, I'm looking for crunch berries for my husband.
And what? Hey!
That's not fair. Hey, don't, not two spoon. Hey, you're taking too many crunch berries.
Too many crunch berries. Oh, and then the chewing noise.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's real good for you. And on top of it, you drank coffee this week, too. Do you drink coffee when you're at work?
Sometimes if I'm really tired.
You're a grup. That's what you are. You're a grup now. You've crossed over.
It's cheaper than soda. Actually, if I walk across the street, though, I could get a 32-ounce Dr.
Yeah,
Pepper.
Go for that. Yeah. Didn't you see that movie with that guy?
For 59 cents.
Why don't we just start watching TV now?
The Polar Pop.
We're becoming assimilated. Anyway, hi. You're listening to Radio Zero. No, don't. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to turn it on again. I was going
to
get
I up. Was, but I couldn't get to it fast enough.
Let me get out my list here. Oh, wait. I don't have one.
Yeah, sorry. This week we didn't have our pre-show meeting. So crunch berries, yeah, I've been eating them lately. I don't know why. I just got obsessed with them. I had a taste for it. I had a desire to have my roof of my mouth destroyed while eating sugar.
Are you building up a callus on the roof of your mouth?
That's right.
No? Yeah, like just after, you guys heard me, I just had two big spoonfuls of crunch berries. And the first one didn't, it was just Captain Crunch too. There weren't any berries in it. The second one, I had like about four or five berries. And the roof of my mouth is completely destroyed now, just with two spoonfuls of it. I'd hate to see the roof of your mouth. How was that pizza today?
Why are you asking?
Because that, you know, that rips up the roof of your mouth, too. That always hurts.
I haven't had that problem with the pizza in a long time. Mm. That's more like frying the roof of your mouth off. It just fries a layer.
So I just bought a backpack. I swear to God, I've been researching. You know, I got a new laptop from my temporary university job that maybe isn't going to be temporary. I don't know. They bought me a laptop. I asked for a computer.
Everything is temporary.
I know. Yes.
Even the laptop.
Yeah, that's true. So I figured I should get a nice case for it instead of the backpack that I've been using since we went to Tibet.
The backpack is temporary.
Yeah, Tibet is temporary, too.
Tibet is temporary.
I did all this research, and I went on the top 10 best-selling laptop bags, and I went on the laptop bag blogs and everything like that. I mean, I've been researching this for like a month, and
blogs
it's been
are temporary.
Making me crazy.
Research
and then,
is temporary.
Oh, God. God, you are so irritating today.
Irritation is temporary. Look inside yourself.
Look inside this.
The middle finger is temporary.
I just don't know you anymore. You're turning into a different person. Drinking coffee.
It is temporary.
Acting irritating. Actually, no, that's pretty normal. Wait, so
I just need a way to stay awake. If anybody, you know.
Hey, I know. Why don't you get some sleep? Why don't you go to bed at night? Dumbass. You go to bed at like 5 in the morning and then you get up at 6. And you, like, and then today on top of it, what kind of alarm clock is it? What kind of clock is it that the power goes out for 8 hours and his alarm clock is set 20 minutes earlier than it's supposed to be?
I think it's...
it's like it was like,
battery. The battery, like, kept it going, but not enough or something. I don't know. It was
why
weird.
Would it go behind, though? Why would it, like...
Because it's slow. The battery slowed down the,
okay.
the bits.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Bits,
okay.
The digital
yeah.
bits.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's so weird, isn't it? But Rick's so
well,
Rick's alarm clock
went off. I think the power
off.
Went out. But
well, yeah, I know
it,
the power went out.
And
yeah,
then,
I was here when it went out.
Although, you know, the battery seemed loose.
Well.
Like maybe somebody, some small human was playing with it.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Can I see the battery? Can I see the battery?
Graham, like a battery, seeing a battery of something is like seeing a woman's underpants. He's like, anytime, you know, if he sees a digital camera, he wants to see the battery. He's always like, ooh, does it have a battery? Can I see the battery? He's fascinated with batteries. It's so weird. And then he's like, you know, it's like a weird, it's like, it really is like a naughty thing for him to see too. Cause I, for a long time, I didn't want him opening the, I would be like, no, don't open my camera. Don't open the battery compartment of my camera. Like this, mommy? You know, can I see the battery? So now it's like, no, don't lift up that woman's skirt, you know. That's what it's like for him. So Rick's alarm clock went off today at what we thought was 7 o'clock, but it was really, you know, 6:40 or something. And of course, you know, I looked at my watch and it was like 6:35. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm up, you know, tough shit. You know, I'm going to go read some email or, you know, fix my hair or, you know, decide on something different to wear. But Rick wakes up and he's like, he's like stumbling around, putting his stuff on. And then he goes, fuck, it's 8 o'clock. Fuck.
I don't think I said the F word at
shit.
All. I don't
shit.
Think I said the S
you
word
You swore,
either.
Though. You were, like, totally freaked out.
I didn't
okay.
swear.
Okay, poopy pants. Poopy pants. It's 8 o'clock. I fucked up. And then I was like, ugh, I just sighed. I'm like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to have to tell him it's 7 o'clock.
Because, you see, the problem with my watch is that it's got this daylight savings time thing on it.
Right.
So it had the daylight savings time
it
moved
actually
to
said,
8.
Oh, I thought you
so
just, your eyes were
seven.
Crossed or
no,
something.
No, it was actually 7 o'clock, but I thought it was 8 o'clock and my watch had been wrong and that the alarm clock was wrong and that I had woken up late. And then, I think that's probably when I got angry, was when I found out that I had woken up early.
Yeah,
it's
that's
one
when
thing,
he got really mad.
One thing to be to be late. You know, and everything. But then to actually be gypped out of a half hour of sleep, that's what really got me.
See, that's where, like, I'm in a position now where, like, I'm not really allowed to be late. And you know, we used to work somewhere where, you know, like, we would come in consistently 5 minutes after or 10 minutes after the bell. And I didn't want this to happen.
They actually had a bell.
Yeah, they had a bell.
At this job.
This factory. And we were software programmers. We weren't like punching, you know, holes in things. Well, we were actually punching holes in things, but figuratively. But anyway, well, so, you know, I just don't want it to be like that. Because, you know, you don't have, if you're 10 minutes late to something all the time, there's something wrong with your mind, you know, not with your mind, but you're harboring some kind of weird, I'm going to be 10 minutes late all the time, you know. There's some kind of weird thing, so I'm not going to let myself... Well, I wouldn't let myself fall into that because, you know, I want cool stuff out of my job, like a nice new laptop. Woohoo! So I got this case, and I've been doing all this research on this case, and I finally ordered a BOOQ case, book, I think, you know, just because it's kind of cute. It says book on it. But every, if you go to this website, every single piece of every bag that they have there, and this, you know, I found this on one of the blogs, every bag that they have on this site is named after a type of snake, but none of it's leather. None of them are leather. Well, they may have leather ones, but the ones I was looking at all said ripstop, nylon, ballistic,
bulletproof. Oh, so they're not snakeskin.
They're not snakeskin. But they're all like the viper, the cobra, the pylon, python, whatever.
The pylon.
The pylon.
Is that the orange one?
I got, that's funny. I probably put that together.
You were programming in pylon too, weren't you? Doing a little bit of programming in pylon.
Yeah, I was listening to pylon too. But I was like, it finally occurred to me that I'm afraid to buy this backpack because, you know, I would never buy something named after a snake. I'm not like a snake type of person. You know, like Graham's, the daycare provider, Graham's, one of Graham's teachers, she's got a tarantula. She brought it to school.
Oh my gosh.
She's like a snake, you know, type woman, you know, who's got like spiders and stuff. And she's got a tattoo or more than one, who knows. You know, she's real cool. That's like, you know, somebody who would buy the viper, you know. Like, not me. But I went, you know, I went on ebags.com, you know, where only geeks buy bags. I know you got your bag there. But I went on there, you know, and everything that I looked at either looked like one of the free bags that we got when we went to the E3 convention, or like, it just, I don't know. It just reminded me of school. Everything reminded me of school, so I couldn't get anything there. And then if you go look under bags for ladies, you know, I'm not a lady type person either, so I had to go with this BOOQ. But man, when it comes, there's going to be, you know, it's going to be like, we're going to be getting like junk mail. Like, what kind of junk mail are we going to be getting to our house now? Like,
you think
motorcycle
that,
stuff?
Oh, is it, it's really that kind of.
No, I don't know. It's probably like a wired thing, you know, because it's black and orange. So, just a tiny little tab of orange, you know, where I'm sure I'll get sick of it after a while. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm trying to remember what I got the backpack, the BOA. The BOA XM.
The BOA, that could be a feather BOA, though.
There should be
like. Is that why it's called a feather BOA? Like a BOA snake?
Yeah.
A BOA constrictor?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that.
All right. So that was my fear of backpack. So we went to the Shedd Aquarium this weekend up in Chicago. We took our son to the Shedd Aquarium. We figured he'd really enjoy it.
The Shedd Aborium.
Can we go someplace else?
It's really dark in there, and Graham, you know, had 4 hours of sleep the night before. I wonder who he takes after. His parents, maybe. He just wouldn't go to sleep, and then he woke up, you know, at 6 a.m. So
I think that's because Uncle Jim slips him coffee.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Uncle Jim gives him a little tiny
cappuccino.
Cup of espresso, a little cap of cuppy. Graham, like my brother, grinds his own coffee, you know, or doesn't grind. Well, you know, has an electric grinder.
He goes out and picks it till he grows it in the backyard.
That's right. Juan Valdez, my brother Juan Valdez. but the Graham gets to, when he's visiting, he gets to push the grinder button to grind the coffee,
Uncle
which
Jim's
he finds
coffee.
Yeah, very exciting. And then I think Uncle Jim slips him a cup. As a thank you
here,
for
kid.
Helping out. Here, kid, here's another cup of coffee. So the kid, and he's just laughing.
But so we went to the, you know, we went to the Shedd Aquarium. We walked past the King Tut exhibit at the Dead Buffalo Museum. We couldn't go in because the King Tut exhibit is sold out until 2050. And who wants to see a bunch of dead mummy artifacts anyway? I mean, and you've
seen it
already.
Well, I found out that they don't have the gold mask. That's the big thing. The poster has the gold mask, but they don't have it.
There's got to be something wrong with me.
We went to that in 79, I remember, and they had the gold mask then.
I just don't even want to see that, though. I couldn't care less. You know, that Steve Martin King Tut song ruined it all for me. It's just the mystique is gone.
The mystique, yes.
the King Tut mystique. Like when you walk in, is there like a low, you know, like playing? Or
I
something?
Don't know. We'd know if we went and we have an interesting conversation about it. But yeah. No, we went to the Shedd Aquarium instead.
And we saw a bunch of fish swimming around.
Well, this was the thing is we thought, okay, Shedd Aquarium, that would be the most dynamic thing for Graham to look at. It'd be fish flying around in tanks, you know, stuff like that. But after the 50th tank, I think he got a little tired. He really got kind of tired of it all.
Yeah.
So next time we're going to go to the Museum of Science and Industry because at least, you know, you can...
There are buttons to push. Why don't we just take it to the Cole Children's Museum up in the Chicago suburbs?
There's a tank, an actual tank probably, and airplane, things like that.
The kids' museum, though, it really did have like this whole shopping area where they could move their own little carts around and take items off the grocery shelves and stuff and put them in their carts. And then other children were acting as the checkout people. And, you know, they had everything had actual logos on it. It was really, really cool. My mom's like totally taken with this museum, but... You know, and I was like horrified when I first heard about it. But they have other like button things to press in there too. They're really nice. And there's a big
like
water.
A vending machine.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, like you press a button and then a big balloon man blows up and then comes down when you take the button down and stuff. And they had, you know, it was like a big ants in their pants. It was interesting. But yeah, we should take them to the Museum of Science and Industry and walk through the heart and. Whatever, the submarine and
that
stuff.
That heart always smelled funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we always talk about that. Why can't we go? Why would he not like the art museum? I don't understand. Because he goes to Cranford Art Museum all the time. He likes that, doesn't he? It's not that big, but... No, he wouldn't like it, huh?
It's like the Shedd Aquarium, except the things don't move that you look at.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't buy into it. I think he'd love the art museum.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
Do you want to imitate the diver? I thought that was going to be our big thing.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I didn't do any pre-production.
It doesn't matter. You can just do it. So there's this giant tank in the center, and then there's this diver guy who's a little pudgy. He went in the, you know, he dove in the tank. This was the big moment. Graham and I were sitting there. We were really excited. There were like a huge crowd gathered all around this median. You know, tank that you could watch this diver in. And I saw him in there and I was like, Graham, there's the man. He's diving into the tank. Look. And I was like trying to adjust my eyes on him and I couldn't figure out what he was carrying. And his tummy was kind of, you know, just didn't look like the same thing that you'd expect a scuba diver to look like. You know, you see scuba divers and they're always long and slim and distorted by whatever lens your cartoon is, you know. And then this was like... This was, you know, I apologize. You know, I probably shouldn't be saying this kind of thing, but it was interesting. And the little bubbles were going up out of his mask. And do you know what Graham said? Because you didn't hear this, Rick. He said, there are fireworks in there. And he said, oh, there are some fireworks in there. It was very cute. And so the diver was like, this was totally amazing to me. He was like feeding stingrays like with his hands. And he said that they felt soft and stuff. That was so cool. And then there were these gorgeous fish floating around, a big silver fish. And the stingrays were really awesome looking. They totally look like they're from outer space, you know? All kinds of really goofy things. And the coral people in there is not real, just so you know.
When the woman asks.
Okay, so how many of you people out there think that the coral is real, huh? How many? Let's see, a show of hands. How many people think the coral is real? Okay, now how many think that the coral is not real? Okay, well, guess what? The coral is not real. To have this much coral in here would be very expensive, and it would get hurt or something. I don't remember what she said. And then the
coral
diver was
grows very slowly. It would take 100 years to grow this coral.
So then the diver was in there, and the diver had him, and this woman was like, you know, pacing back and forth, talking into a headset microphone, and then the diver had a microphone too inside of his mask, where the fireworks were coming out. So the diver sounded like this.
I can't do it. Yeah, it needs the echo.
It. Yeah, you need, but you need to do the, you know, like. A, breathe after like every four you gotta breathe in and out.
He's breathing out while he's talking.
Oh, that's right, of course. But it was hysterical. And then the woman was like, Tom, we can't understand what you're saying. And then he'd be like, oh, sorry. You know, he would push the mask back onto his mouth so then the microphone wouldn't distort so much. And then for a little while you could hear him. And then after a while it was just, you'd still hear
him.
Okay, so what Tom just said was that he was feeding the stingray. And how does it feel, Tom, to feed a stingray? Now, what do you think is the most important animal in this entire tank, huh, audience? What do you think it is, huh? Anybody? Anybody?
Sea cucumber?
No. Try again.
Shark.
No, try again. Well, the answer is coral. The most important plant in the whole tank is coral. Now, of course, I'm like, huh? Yeah, you just furrowed your eyebrow. Yeah, I did too because I thought the coral wasn't real.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I couldn't. I after that, I was like, let's go home.
This woman's a liar.
Well, I just didn't, you know, how can you say the coral is the most important thing in there when it's not real? I don't understand it. How about, yeah, well, anyway. And you got into the fact that the fish were animals. Rick's like, the fish were animals. They kept calling the fish animals. Then we went outside and like all this, it was like 30 degrees outside. It's been 100 degrees in Chicago. And then this day it decided to rain and be 30 degrees. But you know, what was the best part of the whole day?
I think the best part of the whole day was the build up to the military planning that the military like planning that was involved in our attack on Chicago.
That's true, yeah.
It took us at least 3 days to decide what to do.
Should we take the train in from Champaign? Because there is that the Dan Ryan Expressway is under construction. So I hear we're going to be stuck in there for like 3 hours. Maybe we should take the train in. Oh, but no, we shouldn't do that because, you know, then we'll be stuck in Chicago without a car. We won't be able to go get around. We won't be able to go from your parents' suburb to my parents' suburb. So we have to take the car in. Okay, so then should we take the train in from the Chicago suburbs to the city of Chicago? Because Graham would love that, wouldn't he? Well, no, I don't think we should do that because it'll be during rush hour. Oh, give me a fucking break. We're going to wake up at 7 in the morning? Well, I don't know. If we don't wake up early, then we're going to be caught in the crowds over at the museum. It just went on and on for 3 days. But we got there. We woke up at like 8 or something, and we left, you know, and I had forgotten that Rick's parents' house is like 20 minutes away from the city of Chicago anyway. Okay, 25. But I had forgotten that. So we left at like 9 o'clock after rush hour, right? Got there at like 10. Walked right into the Shedd Aquarium, like had to wait in line for like 25 seconds.
It was a Friday morning.
Yeah, too. Friday morning. And then we just walked around and saw 50 fish tanks and got really bored. And then as we were walking out, like we ate lunch there. That was nice. And then as we were walking out, there were like people lined up all the way past the Komodo dragon overlay or whatever you call that. Awning.
The famous Komodo dragon awning. That was our trip to Chicago.
This is, who would listen to this in their right mind? What's the matter with you people?
It's, you know,
listen to something else.
You work 40 hours a week. You got to fill up. You got to get 40 podcasts at least, maybe even 60
maybe
to
you
fill
do.
Up your
Man,
day.
I am like so like totally enriched and packed with stuff to do at work. It's not even funny. And like I'm sitting around programming Cold Fusion on a website, you know, and I should be like doing scary things, but like, to me, programming Cold Fusion is like eating candy. You know, it's so much fun. Mm.
Or Crunch Berries.
Yeah, Crunch Berries.
We we wandered around the backyard of the house your parents are going to be moving into before they've taken ownership
That's
of it.
That's true. Yeah, we did that.
Did a little trespassing.
My parents are moving to Lincolnshire, Illinois, which is like one of the cities that I kind of grew up in. Like, okay, let's talk about my childhood for a minute. Let's just reiterate that I had a really crappy childhood and everybody made fun of me. And then, you know, and just your mom, like being so excited about her reunion just makes me feel even worse. 'Cause like I could never go to one of my reunions, but anyway, so the neighboring city was Lincolnshire, where our tennis club was, and we, you know, once I started spending summers at the tennis club instead of like at Kelly's day camp, like life got so much better for me because none of these kids knew me, so and there was no reason to make fun of me, apparently, during the summer. So I just played tennis and swam on the swim team and just had I was like a normal person in the neighboring town. So now my parents are moving to that neighboring town. I mean, they moved away very far away from both of these towns for a while, for a couple of houses, and now they've moved back. They're going to move back to this town. So it's really nice. I mean, it's, and on top of it, my dad, like the area that they live in right now is so far away from like, it's like near a big mall in the Chicago suburbs, but it's really like it's getting close to Wisconsin. And it's like west too, so there's like, you know, they're like big cornfields with like nothing around it, you know, but it's still the Chicago suburbs. So it's really scary. And then the houses in the area where they live now are so far apart, and everybody, it's the area where everybody hates each other too. Everybody's all competitive with each other and just hates everybody else. You know, I mean, it's not a friendly city at all where they live right now. And they're not friendly to their neighbors, and their neighbors are not friendly to, you know, they all hate each other. They're all like looking at the other, you know, looking at the other one's car, you know, trying to buy a bigger car than the other one, you know. They'd kill each other if they could.
Your dad said they're going to be moving, they're going to be leaving the witness relocation program.
Yeah, the witness protection area.
witness protection area, yeah.
And they're moving to an area with all kinds of nice houses in it and you know, like a little park and a lake in, you
some,
know, nearby.
Some woman in an SUV slowed down and stared at us while we were peering in the windows of their future home. So
oh,
it's good.
There's a big what is it called? There was a for sale sign there. She knows it's for sale.
And the park was nice, except for the lake. Excuse me, sir. You can't stand on those rocks. It costs $6 to go into the puddle. Yeah. You need to. I'm sorry. You cannot go into the puddle. It costs $6.
You don't want just anybody walking into the puddle. You know, we were interlopers. It was like a big puddle, too. It was kind of gross. Ouch, my eye.
There's nothing worse than being told by a 16-year-old to get off the rocks.
Well, he, you know, he, afterwards he explained that his boss would yell at him.
My boss will yell at me.
He seemed like a nice kid.
Yeah,
he really
sure
did. No, he was like, my boss is very strict and I don't want to get yelled at, you know. What else I'm trying
fascist
to think of?
Fascist yeah suburb.
Trying to think of what else. I guess I can't. My, you know, the interesting thing is that my parents, you know, they sat and they talked to the owners, and you know they were, you know, kind of friends and stuff. And I guess the next day, the day after they decided they were going to buy the house, I guess, you know, and everything was happy. They always go to this one restaurant to eat Sunday morning breakfast, and the owners of the house were standing right next to them in line. You know, so my dad's really funny. He, you know, he says to me, you know, so we're all like, should we eat together or no? You know, and then we decided, well, let's eat together. So they had a wonderful breakfast together. Isn't that nice? That's really weird for my parents, too. You know?
Yeah. Well, they know they're going, those people are going to China in 2 weeks. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah.
And then the new guy running the breakfast place. We went to breakfast.
Yeah, this new guy like, challenged my dad.
Your dad's like, where's the big man? And the guy's like, I am the big man. And yeah, he's like, no, where's the real big man? Or something.
And the guy goes, I am the new big man. I am the new big man. You know, and just talked right back to my dad. It was
funny. And then he's like, there are going to be some changes around here. Things are going to be much better. And your dad is like, it's great already. He's like, trust me, there will be some changes. It's just like, oh my God, what's going on at this restaurant?
It's all North Shore. Like, they, although my mom insists that part is not the North Shore, but it's still, you know, people are totally different up there than they are down here.
They're just more people like you in a smaller area that doesn't.
What? What do you mean?
In Champaign.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
There are plenty of people like those people here in
Champaign
town.
Too,
you just
think?
Don't know them. Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right, so let's continue. Come on, pull it out. Squeeze the blood out of the turnip. We're both exhausted. Oh, tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow, Rick?
I guess the new Salaryman record's officially out.
So everybody go out and buy it at the store. Does it actually come out in the store?
Hopefully.
I guess.
Hopefully it'll be online and online retail outlets. And
Rick's going to start crying now.
And through digital distribution outlets. But
and
we'll
what
see.
Do you think about this new record? How do you think it sounds? No, like, not like as an engineer.
I like the cover art. So I think it's
good.
Worth it to buy the actual physical
yeah,
CD.
Yeah, the cover art is really gorgeous, actually. Well, you can go to the Salaryman website, salaryman.org. Okay, because somebody has salaryman.com. Salaryman.org, and take a look at Rick's beautiful handiwork. It is very, very nice. You did an awesome job on that cover art.
Thank you.
I think it's a really good record. There's only like one song, part of one song that I don't like, and I don't really not like it either.
That's good.
I don't know. I think it's good. There's an MP3 track that you can download too, right on the Salaryman site.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. So listen to that. It's good. It's a good record.
It's good for you.
I think this is going to be the backlash of the second of the backlash, you know, so we'll probably get, you know, good. We'll probably get good reviews. Who knows, though? I don't know. I couldn't care less. Actually.
I would just be excited if we got a review. That's the first hurdle. It's not
yeah,
good or
right.
bad.
That's
it's actually
true.
just reviewed.
Right, so if you got a review that was like a -4 in Pitchfork, you'd be like, woo, we got a review. Hey, hooray. Don't buy this Salaryman, the so-called electric forest by Salaryman. Sounds like all the trees have died. They obviously
on their new release, The Electric Forest, Salaryman runs out of juice.
You know, the best thing is Salaryman's more popular overseas anyway, so it's like, you know, blah, 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 Salaryman, blah, 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 Albini, blah, 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 Tortoise, blah, 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 Salaryman. You know, we can't understand any other language other than our own English.
And I don't think it's officially coming out in Y-Rope until September.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, then, well, anyway. So anyway, that's good. You should be happy that tomorrow. That's I'm going to announce it at work. I'm going to tell all the people at work. Hey, I have a new record out today.
Is this on? Is it through the intercom system?
We're in such a different world now. You know, like the world of work instead of the world of rock. So it's different, right? We're just normal people now. It's just so different. I wonder if other bands have had trouble, especially bands that really never made it anywhere. Except, you know, we toured for 10 years. You know what I mean? I wonder if those other bands had trouble adjusting to real life. I'll bet everybody did. You know, like Jawbox, they went into real life.
I mean, we haven't been touring for like a very long time.
Yeah, I know.
It's.
It wasn't any hard for you to adjust?
No, I mean, we were always, we would work a lot of the time during, like do other work while we were in the band full time, you know, doing the band full time. So.
But the constant reaffirmation of your musical prowess every single night, or constant lack thereof.
Yeah.
Or at least the idea that you're going to move to another city the next night, so it really doesn't matter that you know, whatever. The constant moving. I mean, I got to say, you know, I've traveled a couple of times this past month or two and you know, stayed in hotels and stuff, and it was kind of neat, you know, getting away.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. We should go away on a vacation. All right. Well, we're boring ourselves to death now.
Let's see how much time.
I don't think we've even done. Have we done 30 minutes?
You know, why don't you go upstairs and make yourself some coffee or something so you can wake up and you know, smell the coffee.
I'm trying to think of other things that have happened. Anything exciting?
We have a new record coming out.
Oh my God.
You know what? Like we'd be like, so audience, we have a new record coming out tomorrow. Make sure you go out and buy it. Tell all your friends, Salaryman, salaryman.org. The new record's called The Electric Forest. You could get it on iTunes and you could get it at your local Best Buy.
I don't know about that.
I'm so excited, aren't you, Rick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what else has gone on? Did you watch the movie? I watched it, too. I couldn't hear it.
What movie?
The movie with Val Kilmer.
Oh,
the other movie.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. We talked about that before, though. We watched it. This is the second time I watched it.
Okay.
Talking Money? Talking Monkey? Yeah, Talking Monkey.
Should we just stop this now and not upload
stop
it?
This nonsense?
I don't know. Stop this non-podcast and upload it. Or not upload it, I mean.
Not upload it? I don't know. What's the point of not uploading it?
That's true.
I experimented with taking photos in the RAW format on my camera.
Oh, yeah. That's
very
a good
exciting
thing. That's a good thing. Well, why don't you explain why you did that?
I was trying to do, I can't remember what it's called anymore. HDR? No. High def. I can't remember what it's called anymore. Where you take multiple exposures of a scene and then you combine them together to get, like, really sort of hyper-realistic colors and, like, good variation between the shadows and the bright spots and everything like that. But it didn't really work. But then I just realized that I should just take pictures with my camera in RAW format anyway so that I can tweak them after the fact, which I never really did before. I just take very large JPEGs.
I experimented with the magic loop method of knitting in the round, people. It's kind of cool. Did I talk about this last week?
I don't know.
So, you know, when you knit in the round, usually, like if you're knitting something small, like a baby sweater sleeve, like I am right now, usually you have to knit with like four double-pointed needles. But there's this thing that you can use, this magic loop technique, where you're just still using a circular needle and you just keep pulling out like the excess circularity. And that way you don't have to switch to double-pointed needles, like if you're finishing up a hat or something, the top of a hat. So, and I think it's the magic loop. I think that's what it's called. Very exciting. What else happened?
Boy.
I cooked a meal that was different than any other meal I'd ever cooked. Looking at this recipe, it was, usually, if I'm going to make a stir fry, it's always the same thing. Like, I take a bunch of garlic and I mash it. And then I stick it in olive oil and then I heat up the pan and then I like throw a bunch of onions in it and then I stir that around and then I stick all the tofu in it and then, you know, cook that up. And then I put like carrots and whatever other green stuff I can find. And then you put the ramen noodles in after that, like the cooked ramen noodles. And then you have yourself an awesome ramen noodle dish, right? But this time, and then like if we have garlic and I remember to, I grate the garlic on top of it. Not garlic. What's that other stuff called? Ginger. So, but this recipe called for you take like ginger and you don't even peel it, which I don't understand that at all. Like, isn't that dirty? Like, you don't peel it. And then you cut it into like six sections, like that are like a quarter of an inch thick. And then you fry it up like in vegetable oil. I thought if you use vegetable oil, you'd die, but we didn't die.
For those of you listening at home, we will have the recipe up on the website.
No, we won't.
Get your pens and pencils ready. We'll be
fried up all
you
this,
the recipe at the end of the program.
So I stir fried up all of this ginger, and then you stick the tofu in there, and it tastes totally different. You don't have that weird garlic taste.
Huh.
In fact, there was no garlic at all in that recipe. It was really interesting, wasn't it? It tastes different. Because I never know how to make stuff taste different here. You know? It's hard cooking with no meat, I think. The food never, you know, I'm not a good cook. But if I was going to dump a bunch of chicken in whatever I made, it would taste good. Or a bunch of cows or something. You know? Or like
what
I made
needs?
A steak or something.
What this
it's
needs is some
weird.
Cows.
I need, like, somebody to come to our house and show me how to make a whole lot of vegetarian dinners, like, every night that aren't, like, cheese and mushrooms every night.
Maybe you can take a class.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, maybe I should take a class. I have to find somebody who would teach such a class. I don't think they teach vegetarian cooking here.
Really? There's no, like...
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked it up. I guess I'd look it up. But, I mean, I can't take a class in that. When am I going to do that?
I don't know.
I'm teaching Taekwondo 4 days a week now, people. I want you to know. And what else am I doing? Working. Yeah.
What about your toenails?
I'm going to...
Do we talk about your toenails?
I got a pedicure. I painted them blue. No, but what was I going to say? There was something exciting. You threw me off the track. Now, there was something to talk about. You just totally... Now I'm on Neal Street over by the pedicure place.
Sorry.
No, why didn't you talk for a while, Mr. Know-It-All?
Well, people, I have nothing to say. I'm tapped out. I'm an empty vessel. I'm awaiting you to fill me with knowledge.
Oh, I know. I know what it is. Kevin's... Mrs. Kevin... I don't know if she's Mrs. Kevin or not. Ms. Kevin?
His wife.
Yeah. I can't remember her name now. And she's probably listening to this. What's her name?
See, I knew her name and now
you totally
zapped it
from
my mind.
Okay, so if you're in Champaign and you see like the most beautiful woman walking down the street, that's Kevin's wife. So don't flirt with her or anything like that. But anyway, do you know what she's doing? She's teaching a class now. She wasn't teaching before here. She's teaching Introduction to Fashion.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that awesome? This is a woman who made a dress out of chicken bones, okay? I mean, she is hardcore. Like in a Powerpuff Girls sort of way. She's totally hardcore. I totally wish I could take that class.
Is it a university course?
Yeah, it's a university course. She's teaching a summer course, Intro to Fashion.
Oh, wow.
And then is like hoping to have it be in the fall. Now, see, that's like, you know, oh, man, I wonder if she could teach, like, see, I'm trying to find somebody to collaborate with for my class that I'm teaching next semester because I don't want to just teach it alone. So, like, first I, like, tried to corral Donna Cox into teaching with me because she's one of the 50 Einsteins in the world or something. What is she?
Don't
Not
ask
Einstein,
me.
Da Vinci. She's a Da Vinci. She's a Leonardo. She's brilliant. But she was teaching a Maya course here that, you know, historical Maya course here, and she's not teaching it anymore. But so like I asked her to teach a class with me and she said yes, but I don't know. I think she said yes. She said, I would like to collaborate with you. And then she said, where's the class? Beckman or Art and Design? And I said, Beckman doesn't have classes. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. But like my like life's dream now is to like study wearable computing.
That would tie into the fashion thing.
Yeah, totally. Oh, man. I wish I could do research like in that direction. There's so many things I want to know.
So little time.
I hate you. You are being such an asshole right now. You totally know it, too.
What?
You are. You're just sitting there. You have your oh, I drink coffee now. I'm an asshole face on.
Come on. I'm really tired.
Well, then why are we doing Radio Zero?
Because you wanted to.
No, I didn't want to.
Because we have to.
Oh, okay. For our people.
For the three of you out there.
Oh, shut up. You know more people listen to it than that.
Five
for
of you.
For the five of you. You guys, thank you so much for listening.
For the five. Rose, for the five. Woo! Let's do it. Let's make this the best 14 minutes of Radio Zero ever. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about...
politics.
God.
What?
I was totally on a roll.
Oh, okay.
Just,
well, what did you want me to say?
Stuck out a big giant hog leg and tripped me up.
What did you want me to say?
Hogtied. Just
what
totally.
Did you want me to say?
Oh my God.
The thing about the pedicure before.
What? I thought that was something you could talk about.
No, that's really boring and it's embarrassing. I'm not the kind of person who gets pedicures, I want you guys to know, except that
Okay. So Radio Zero all is about not telling the truth, not being real for the people. It's about I'm this real person,
listen,
I'm a real person who doesn't get pedicures.
We're going to talk about arguments right now. That if you guys want to hear the best 14 minutes of Radio Zero, Rick and I will have an argument. Now, what's one of our things? Let's pull it
out. I don't want to have an argument.
Come on, let's have an argument.
No.
Come on. Let's do it. It'll be art.
No, it won't.
You can, you know what? You can get critted on it. You can save this up and get critiqued on it. Look at this art piece I made. I had a fight with my wife on the radio. it's on the internet. What does it mean that it's on the internet?
I'm having a problem where I'm just not enjoying movies anymore. Even movies that are
really?
Supposed to be good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of weird because you didn't want to see the Al Gore movie and you didn't want to see the Philip K. Dick movie. And I said, we have to go see the Philip K. Dick movie just to, you know, so people, you know, still think we're cool or something. I don't know what I said. Just because of our stature as geeks.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's all that coffee you've been drinking. You're totally hopped up on caffeine.
I don't feel like it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the drawback of the caffeine is that it you get real high and then all of a sudden you drop down low and then you have to have more.
It's like those guys who ride with put the nitro in their tank. They ride really fast and then they crash.
Oh, we're going to buy a Prius. Have we bought it yet?
No.
we have to go test drive it tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, okay, let's make sure we remember that. That guy will sell it right out from under us to some other... Freako in the
some other
county. Is that right of us to do this?
Ex-uppie couple.
The car that we have now, the Honda Element, isn't that a bigger car? It's not bigger than the Prius? What's the volume?
I don't know.
It's a smaller car, the Prius.
In
I know
some
it's got
ways.
more seat belts and stuff. Like we never even put our surfboards in the Element. You know, we never took advantage of, like, we never folded up the seats and had a tailgater party.
I fold up the seats once in a while. I put stuff in there.
Yeah, I guess I have too. But like, we never tailgated with it. Actually, I did with Graham. We tailgated at the 31 Flavors once, like a year ago.
With the guys in their crotch rockets.
Ew.
There's always like. On weekends, there's like these guys and their Japanese motorcycles hanging out in the parking lot of the Baskin-Robbins. So sad. So very, very sad.
All right. Well, this is it. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Radio Zero. Unless you want to say something
else. Oh, wait. We've got 10 more minutes.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, how about that train to Tibet?
Pretty exciting.
You're falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm falling.
What? Asleep? What?
Oh.
Are you like depressed in your job too?
No, I'm not depressed. I'm just tired.
I'm not depressed. I'm just tired.
Really? I'm not depressed. I'm tired.
So why do you think you haven't been enjoying movies lately?
I don't know. I guess maybe I've seen too many. You know, I hit my limit or something.
They're all the same. It's just somebody gets mad at somebody else. Somebody shoots somebody. Then somebody dies. Then the joke is cracked. And then the first person dies again or whatever. And then that's the end.
Yeah. It is. There's so few surprises anymore. I've seen it all.
And that's probably why What's-His-Name made the Philip K. Dick movie a cartoon instead of not a cartoon.
It's the special effects.
I'm so pissed off about that. And like, yeah, and then you were like, oh, well, wait till you get all sick because you have to watch all wavy lines for an hour and a half. I was like, oh, man, because I love that. I love that book.
I'll go see it. I just, you know, read the book, really liked the book. My favorite Philip K. Dick book.
Oh, and you don't like Keanu Reeves either.
I haven't liked Keanu Reeves since he started talking funny. like intentionally talking lower than is natural. Drives me crazy.
Maybe he took voice lessons. He probably did. He probably took voice lessons. Or maybe he had his vocal cords
stretched.
Yeah, stretched. Yeah.
Stretched. Stretched.
Stretched.
Stretched.
Like a giraffe.
Like a giraffe. Mm-hmm. Giraffes have very low voices. I always think of a giraffe as like, hello, I'm a giraffe. Hello.
Hello.
Do they have really low voices?
CS598. Don't you remember we had to read about giraffe larynxes?
And they talk really low.
Was it hello, giraffe larynxes? Oh, maybe it was something.
Jeffrey, the giraffe. Toys R Us.
Deer larynxes. Never mind. I totally forgot.
A deer talks like this. I'm not having fun.
No, I'm not either.
Oh, I'm sorry, people.
Let's just not put this one up.
They need to know. They need to see it's the flaw in the perfect tapestry
of Radio Zero. The end. Should have just dun 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 dun. Maybe you need to change the. Why don't you stay up all night and work on a new theme? That's probably what it is.
You know what the problem is? You're being mean.
I am being mean now.
You're being mean to me.
Yeah.
You're being very mean.
Well, you started it. You wouldn't even let me have any of your fucking crunch berries. No, you can't have any crunch berries. That's your fault. And then you're like a coffee drinker. You coffee drinker. You grup. Why don't you just go drink some more coffee and like wear some kind of fancy shoes now or something? Why don't you go get a briefcase or something?
I'm going to Starbucks.
Ew.
I'll see you at Starbucks.
Yeah. You should totally like eat a Frappuccino.
Welcome to Radio Zero. We're broadcasting from the new champagne or bed of Starbucks out on Prospect Avenue. Why don't you all come down? We're doing a live remote. We got free cappuccinos. We got free Frappuccinos. We got craps of cuppies. We got cups of crappies. We've got a $3 iced tea that you can have for free.
And we're giving away little white chocolate mint, and toffee chess boards.
We've got some free records by women who kind of wail over acoustic guitars. We've got a whole rack of that music.
Then for the people who we've got a couple of records with women who sound like
women singing about men that aren't very nice to them and how they're empowered by leaving those men and sitting in a Starbucks drinking coffee.
And if you act now,
I love those records.
We'll throw in this record that we'll throw in this CD that has. look at the beautiful cloud-like atmosphere on the CD. It's all ambient music. It's got birds chirping.
It's called The Sound of One Hand Clapping by Menomina. It's got a great version of the song Menomina, but it's kind of an ambient version. One hand clapping. We got a one hand clapping
CD available. What's a good?
That's actually more of like an emo name, isn't it?
One hand clapping. The one hand clap, I think.
Go to bed. But I hope it was worth the wait.
We weren't laughing at ourselves back. We weren't laughing with ourselves. We were laughing at ourselves. No, wait. What is it? It's just all so absurd. Go ahead, end it now.
Yeah. I think we're done.
God, did you snort, by the way? Did you go... I think you did.
Did I? I don't know. I don't think I'm a snorter.
I know. Well, I hope you feel better now. You should have gone swimming with us earlier.
Yeah, it's like...
Something Rick hates.
It's like 7:45 and Rose is like, what time does the pool close? 8 o'clock? Oh, well, let's go
it
there.
It was 7:30.
Let's go.
No, it was 7:15, actually. We got there at 7:35 and we spent 25 minutes in the pool. It was very nice. Should have come with. Of course, then it would have cost $10 instead of $5.
Worth it. All right. Well, we'll try to do better next time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take another 3 months off.
We do a video podcast next time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's work on that. We'll spend some time working on that.